Welcome back. Episode 40 of Zero Carb Journal. Matt here. Happy Sunday, you guys. How you doing? Sunday morning. It's about 8 o'clock. And good morning, my friends. Hope you guys are great. I'm doing awesome, you guys. Having a really good week. Having a wonderful morning so far. And yeah, let's dive into it. So it's raining here. It's been a pretty rainy week. We had a lot of rain forecast. We got quite a bit. And I gotta tell you, I'm really enjoying it. It feels so good to, kind of be heading into fall here with, you know, all my preparations made and stocked up, and I've been enjoying sort of getting back to some inside work and got some time this week to go over some, you know, website and just tedium, what I consider tedium, sitting here writing copy and trying to, you know, hammer through kind of some of the online stuff. So that's been great, though. I've had a really good week, a lot of progress made, and I'm feeling fantastic. So let's talk about zero carb stuff, huh? So I've been feeling really good, you guys. I've had a really good couple weeks now. No sickness, knock on wood. I won't do it because it'll make noise on the microphone, but I've been feeling awesome. I can't say again that I'm noticing anything, you know, profoundly different from the, you know, since I changed my food source from store-bought to my own homegrown supply. I haven't noticed a huge difference in sort of my day-to-day feelings, but I have not gotten my illness, you know, symptoms, which I, as you guys know, was getting from too much fat or some sort of digestion issue last few weeks. And boy, it's just cleared right up and I'm feeling awesome. You guys, actually even ate some cheese yesterday, which I never do, but there's been some little baby bells hanging out in my fridge for a couple months now that I keep avoiding and trying to give to people if I ever see anybody. And yesterday I sort of figured, what the heck, I'll try some. And, you know, as usual, when I eat cheese, I don't notice really any downsides right away, and usually it doesn't seem like there really, you know, is a real strong downside unless I eat it for a few days in a row, and then eventually my regularness starts to deteriorate in terms of my bathroom visits. So I'm not scared of cheese, but I don't make it a regular part of my diet. But I did enjoy some yesterday, and boy, I've been feeling good. I've been loving my meat, you guys. It's so great to have my food back. I spent years, I mean, it was sort of silly, but I was really focused on food independence, you know, and I, of course, I thought my avenue to food independence was going to be growing huge gardens and canning, and I had, you know, onions and hanging in stockings in the basement and the cellar, and potatoes and apples and fruit stored in the cellar, and you know, I always thought that was how I was going to find food independence, but as it turns out, that way is a lot more difficult than this way of just growing, you know, raising the animals. But we've been over that anyways. Nonetheless, the point is having full freezers feels amazing. So yeah, I'm really enjoying the food. The flavors are awesome. It makes me feel good. And I'm really just loving the idea of, you know, never, kind of back to my old schedule of not needing to go to the store once a week or twice a week, which, you know, in the last few months of eating the store-bought food, that was sort of my impetus to head out of here, was twice a week. I had stopped buying food and freezing it, so I was just buying my fresh ground beef, so I'd go every, you know, twice a week and go buy food. And so that got me into town, which is good and bad because I spend money I don't need to spend, but also good to get out of the house. But whatever. I've been really enjoying not having that need to go. And so I just went to town once this week and took care of some errands and stuff. But it's been really great to just wake up every morning and know I'm just going to thaw out my... So I've been eating my ground beef came in 2-pound packs and my lamb in 1-pound packs. So I've just been pulling out 1 2-pound pack of ground beef, 1 pack of lamb, mixing up in hamburgers, and I pretty much just eat that every day, about 3 pounds. So I think I'm probably gaining a tiny bit of weight slowly, which is exactly what I want. Like to keep building muscle for a little while. And so it seems to be working out just great. I've had a couple treats. I had some lamb ribs. I had some short ribs from my bull. And yesterday I had lamb neck, which is awesome, slow cooked. If you guys hadn't had lamb neck, oh, it's so good. Gotta cook the heck out of it though. Really go well, cook it until you think it's done, and then cook it twice as long again, wrapped up hopefully so you don't turn it into a crispy little thing. But it'll eventually start to fall apart, and boy, is it delicious. So I'm looking down. I got some notes here and stuff I want to talk about. But that was my week. That's my food, and let's see what I got going here. So, I wanted to go over some of the things that some questions I had. So, Natasha, I think I didn't write your name down. I apologize. I'm trying to go from memory, but I believe Natasha asked me about weight, body composition, and your and goals regarding those kinds of things on zero carb. And it's a great question, and it's a good time to go back over it because my, opinions are always changing on this stuff. And although this one's been pretty consistent for a while, some of you guys will have heard my thoughts on this. But zero carb's not a weight loss diet, you guys. And many people, excuse me, many people find their health via zero carb. And for a lot of people, that does mean losing weight. They came to zero carb obese and end up losing weight. There's quite a few people, it seems, who come underweight as well, especially folks like me who had digestive issues. So zero carb, in my opinion, really is a diet that we hear it all the time. It's like a healing diet, and it's that seems to be the case. Although sometimes I have a hard time saying that. It sounds so. I don't know what. Unbelievable, I guess. But it seems to be true. But regardless, many people are here to lose weight or to improve their body composition. And so, I'd like to talk about that briefly. The general consensus among the zero carb vets and on the zero carb forums, and again, the majority of people are coming there from weight loss, from a long history of disordered eating, of restricting calories. And so the general advice on a zero carb forum is to not restrict food and to not count calories. And I really can't stress that enough. Although those weren't my issues, I do strongly believe that that is really, really, really important advice for people in the beginning. And I won't just say in the adaptation phase, because a lot of people are going to go, oh, okay, well, I made it through the first 2 weeks and now I'm gaining weight and I need to restrict calories. And that's just not the case, in my opinion. I do believe in the zero carb, line of just eat more if you're struggling in the beginning. And whether that's struggling with weight gain or weight loss or any of those things, I do believe that that is the right course of action for a while, for 6 months, a year, a long time. Because there's a lot of things going on. The body, my body, I know, was really adapting to utilizing this fuel efficiently. Took a long time. In the early days, I could eat an enormous amount, and it felt like I wasn't getting all the nourishment out of that. I didn't have as much energy, and I didn't gain weight, but I still just felt ravenous. So there was a month or so there where I was eating 6 or 7 pounds a day. It was unbelievable, really. But that's beside the point. The point is, don't question it. Start off, forget about your body composition goals, forget about your weight loss goals, and just live the zero carb life. Just live simply. Try and heal your brain, from counting calories and a restricted eating style, because it won't help you. So I really feel that's really important. So my advice is forget about all that stuff for the first year, maybe. You'll know, 6 months, a year, whatever. I think it was, for me, it was about 11 months when I finally said, okay, my weight's kind of gone up and down in these last 11 months, and I haven't bothered to watch it, but now I'd like to get rid of these 10 pounds, is what I said. And so it was last December, and what I do when I want to adjust my body composition. So I have been doing a pretty standard, not standard, but following a pretty typical cycle in weightlifting or bodybuilding, which is funny because I don't think of myself as a bodybuilder. I think that's just a funny term. But I am trying to improve my body, so I am a bodybuilder, I guess. I am progressing. I don't want to be huge. I don't want to be, a guy on stage, but I do want to improve my body composition such that, you know, like I said, I like the way I look in clothes and without them, but really a lot of it has to do with how clothes fit me. So anyways, sorry, explaining my vanity. But so what I do is I do have been doing sort of a typical cycle of bulking and cutting, in the sense that I'll just let myself eat to satiety and even more. You know, I really eat a lot when I'm trying because I work out real hard and I go to bed thinking, you know, okay, grow some muscle. So I eat a lot. So after a few months, I end up with a body composition that I don't really care for, and usually, you know, 5 pounds heavier. Last spring, I think I got up to about 145, which was a huge success for me. Since I started my health and fitness journey three or four years ago, you know, the lowest I got down to real low, 123 or something, when I was sick, and I was way too skinny, and I didn't like that either. And since then, though, I've been trying to gain healthy weight. And it's hard, especially hard at this age, I guess. But boy, it's a lot of work. And so it's a long, slow road. And so, you know, yeah, last spring I was up to 145, which was the heaviest I'd been in years. And I didn't like the way I looked. And so what I do is I will not count calories, but I will just lower the amount of food that I eat each day. So, you know, my normal... what I seem to crave is anywhere between 3 or 4 pounds of ground beef a day. So I just drop that down to 2 pounds a day. Now, when I go down to 2 pounds a day, you know, the first day or two, I might be a little bit hungry after a meal, but not much. And I don't seem to struggle, but then I kind of settle in. And to be honest with you, I really don't, it doesn't feel like restriction. It just feels like telling myself that's as much as you need. I end up having the same energy. I end up feeling great. I actually do better, it seems like, when I'm hypocaloric, you know, when I'm eating at a deficit, I seem to feel better, my guts and stuff. But I also don't go through the old hunger pangs and difficulties and you know, really have to buckle down and force myself like I used to when I was on a mixed diet and trying to control my body composition. So against all advice, I do practice some body composition via, I guess you'd have to call it food restriction. But again, I don't feel like I'm restricting myself. I don't feel hungry when I do it. I don't, you know, I won't hold myself to it. If I'm eating those 2 pounds a day and one day I'm just like, dang, I'm ravenous, I'll just go ahead and eat that day. So I no longer am as strict as I used to be, you know, back when I was eating ice cream and protein powder and whatever else. I really had to keep, you know, a tight lid on that if I wanted to make progress, and I would have to do it for months and months. But now it feels super easy. It's one of the things I love about zero carb is both my gaining cycles and my losing cycles feel super easy. And now I'm kind of in this 3 pounds a day, and I am trying to slow those cycles down and kind of come to a little bit more of a middle ground, because I'm getting real close to to where I feel I want to be. But at the same time, I really like my workouts and I don't want to give them up. And I don't want to just fall off to a maintenance level, because I have goals that I'd like to hit with regards to, as I've told you, you know, physical, achievements I'd like to be able to do. So those are just things like I've always done. That's not really vanity. That's just what makes me feel good about myself, I guess. Maybe it's vanity, whatever. It's progress. You know, I've always been somebody who, it's part of the culture of skateboarding and surfing and snowboarding. You know, when you're a young skateboarder, you start out trying to do a tic-tac and then a 360 on your back wheels and then a kickflip when you get a little more advanced and an ollie and all those things. And those little moves are just, it's just like any form of I don't know. It's just like any discipline, really, I guess you'd say, where you're just trying to progress, you know, learn your skills. So I've really, of course, come to love that in body weight moves, calisthenics, and so I have similar tricks that I'm trying to get to, and it's important to me, so for whatever reason. So I'm not apologizing. I'm vain. That's okay. So there's body comp stuff. Natasha, stay the course. Just don't worry about it for a little while. Once you get to where you really know your body and the way the food is affecting you and how you feel when you're hungry and how you feel when you fast. And, you know, when you're really settled in and you feel like you're beyond your old cycles of restriction and binging and, you know, all those things, then I do think it's acceptable to tailor the way you eat to meet your goals with regards to body composition. One thing I'm going to say about zero carb, I don't think it leads to fantastic body composition as a default. Now, there are some people who eat zero carb who tend to get really lean, but most don't. I have a theory about that, and the theory is that we're fat burners, and that, you know, the last thing in the world our bodies want to do is put us in a precarious situation where we have no resiliency. It's like, you know, living on a reservoir and just using up all the water. So I think that our body really, really tries to not look ripped on zero carb. You know, we are so cultured to think of fitness as a six pack and a super low body fat, you know, 10% or so, or slightly, you know, somewhere around there is what men, you know, fit man, model men tend to look, you know, like in terms of body fat. And I don't think that on zero carb that our physiological controls want us to be that thin, because we have no reserves. There's no resiliency in case of illness. There's no resiliency in case of food scarcity. So I think, you know, going way back in time, our body's natural default is light enough and fit enough to hunt and, you know, survive, but not so lean as to not have any resiliency. So I've noticed in my years now of zero carb participating and looking at the community that there's very few people in the community who have a really, really ripped physique. And you look at Dr. Sean, he's incredibly strong. He's super muscular. And so that makes him, you know, his musculature is very obvious. But at the same time, he's not super ripped. Like, he's not super lean. And most of us, I think, tend to go that way. And I'm the same way. So I look at people outside of our zero carb world, like Ted Naiman, for instance, who is ripped. And I know that those people consciously work very hard to maintain that day in and day out, even though they act like they don't, but they're constantly in a restricting type of eating pattern. So that's not something that I want to do. And I don't believe that low of body fat is something that's, I won't say healthy, but I don't think it's necessarily a super good idea. And I know for me, I don't feel great when I'm that low body comp or that low body fat. My energy is low and it's just a lot of work. So my natural default seems to be just, I can see my upper abs. Even when I'm at my heaviest, I can see my upper abs and I sort of get a little bit round down in my lower belly and sides. I start to get a little tiny muffin top. Not much. Most people would say I was terribly skinny, but I can see that in my body comp. And so I know that is, you know, sort of my default, and I'll just live there for the most part. Now, when I do my cuts, I do try and drop below that, because I know I'm going to probably come right back up again. I just try and, you know, get rid of most of my extraneous fat that I can see, so I can start from a real lean position and then keep building back up. But I don't think it's realistic to expect that you're going to run around looking like a super ripped male model unless, you know, you do a ton of cardio, which is at odds with trying to build muscle, really. So, you know, I try and manage those things, balance them. There are ways to be super lean, but it's difficult to be super lean and muscular and grow muscle. And I don't think ZC really lends itself to that. So that's just a heads up on body comp. I feel like it's the best diet, at least that I've found, for controlling body composition and for achieving those types of goals. But it doesn't naturally just lead you there. So in other words, I can get to that 10% body fat and ripped with abs much more easily on zero carb than I could on mixed diets. But it doesn't just happen without trying. So I hope that clears some stuff up. I'm going to look down and show you guys top of my head for a sec and read a little more of this. So I'm going to move on from that, and hopefully that's enough and answers your questions, Natasha. And I'll tell you what, you guys, something I'm really excited about is that this week marks the end of one of my 90-day goals round. So this was the third round this year. As you guys know, I break my year up into four 90-day periods that allow me to sort of form more concise, more concrete, achievable goals. And in that way, I feel like I really make a lot of progress through the year. So it's a method that I found works very well for me. I write them down. And so I just wanted to go over my goals for you from this 90 days and sort of talk about what that looks like. So I'm going to pick up my paper. It's probably going to rustle. So this is my 2018 90-day goal sheet round three. And I've got kind of my long list of chores, not chores, but ideal tasks, goals that I'd like to hit. These are things like, you know, home renovations and whatever projects are on the list. I do my fitness goals down here, and then here's just my main goals. So my main goals, starting 7/1/18 and ending pretty much today, top priority was health and positivity first. So that's always my first goal. Comes before everything else. I know I try and pay attention to how I'm feeling from working out and eating and, you know, making a living and what I'm doing to myself mentally. In the past, I've had a real struggle, as you guys know, with depression and beating myself up. And so nowadays, my main focus is just self-love and staying really focused on being right here in the moment and staying really positive and stoked that I get to be here and spend this moment. So I'm doing great at that. Goal accomplished. My second goal, these are pretty mundane goals, so they're not super exciting. I've had big, you know, personal goals and smaller ones, but lately I've been on sort of a physical progress goal. So firewood, full shed band around. I started with just about a cord out there. I've got about 5 cords up now. That was a lot of work. And that's from trees standing to stacked and split in the shed. So it's a ton of work. That felt really good to get done. Fencing, tight pastures band around. That was huge for me. You know, I started this round, I was still working, so I was able to spend a little money on fencing. I put a lot of time into fencing in this spring. So that felt great. Renew my passport. I haven't done that. I'm not going anywhere for a while. I'm not going to be able to afford to travel even to town. So I haven't done that, but I just got to take my photo, which I don't like doing. Oddly enough, here I am doing it every weekend for you guys. Socialize. You know, I did really good on that, you guys. I went to a wedding, which doesn't sound like much, but I've been invited to a lot of weddings over the last many years, and I've been hiding for about a decade, so I just never have gone. I have the best intentions. Some of them have been great friends. Some of them I've even got dressed and almost made it out the door and then got cold feet. So I think I've suffered from some pretty extreme social anxiety, especially at this point. So that's really difficult for me. And this one, I just sucked it up and did it. Like I said, I had a new suit to wear. And so it was great. I really enjoyed that. So that was big for me. It doesn't sound like much, but that was huge. And then in terms of other socializing, you know, I've done great. I've had, it's been 90 days. I've probably seen friends 3 times, which doesn't sound like much, but it's actually a lot of socializing for me compared to what I've done in the past. So, and I made some good efforts. I've reached out on the phone to quite a few people in the last few months, some old friends, and I've had good times with old friends, with Scotty and Apostolos and all my friends down at the beach, and talked to some, yeah, just good. So I'm making headway there, you guys. It's doesn't seem like it, because I'm pretty slow in that category, but I'm getting better. So that's all that counts is progress. So that was good. So finish shop, clear up and around all my stuff from my house, kind of went into my shop. Had to get it out of there before it started raining again. I did pretty good. I didn't check it all the way off the list, but I think I can, because it's pretty much there. I've got stuff that needs to stay dry in bins. I got the shop clear enough to get the machines in there and the truck in there and change the oil and been a long time. I did the drainage. I can actually drive in there. I just did a lot, really good stuff. And along with that was thinning out my old studio down in the old house. And I've just been killing it at that stuff. So bowl in the freezer, that's done. And drainage and pond work, done. So I did a really good job this round, you guys. Really, the only thing I didn't do at all was renew my passport, which is really just a function of financial limitations. So I'll get there. Got to do it before December, because at that point, my passport will have been up for 3 years or 4 years or whatever, and then I'll have to go through the whole process again. So I'm gonna do that. I don't have any plans to travel. I don't have the means to travel outside this country, but someday I'd like to. So I think I should get that done. So those were my goals for the last 90 days. My fitness goals, which are a little different, were maintain low body fat, 135 pounds-ish. That's pretty much what I did. I ended this round at about 138 the other day. I weighed yesterday, I was 140 again because I ate a whole lot of lamb neck and ribs and stuff like that, and that's fine. I don't care. I'm going to keep pushing, keep just eating to satiety, and then we'll see if I get a belly and want to cut it off again, I'll do my same routine. The rest of my fitness goals were really just to reduce my volume a bit so I wasn't so tired and unable to function during the day. So I did reduce my volume. My other goals were just improve my handstand, progress my lever, and progress my muscle up. And, you know, my goals used to say, do those things. And I'm finding that it's a long road. So, boy, I'm frustrated with my handstands, you guys. I've been at them for years now. I can do them when I've grown up, actually, being able to... Grown up, I'm 40. I'm almost 50. I've been able to do handstands for pretty much my whole life, but they were always flippy-floppy, walk around with my legs bent over and my back really arched. So for 3 years now, I've been trying to do a straight formed handstand. And man, I'm terrible at them. I think part of it is this bump you can see on my shoulder. That's my leading shoulder, snowboarding and surfing. And I wrecked a million times. And I think the clavicle's above the scapula there, or however it works. I'm not a doctor. But I got a bone poking out right here. And it means I can't really get full extension on my arm. So I have a real hard time with handstands, but I keep trying. And boy, when I do my handstands on the wall, I can kick off the wall and I can hold them sometimes. I'm using my fingers now and I can get a good balance, but I can't kick up and do a handstand to save my life. So frustrating. I mean, I can. Sometimes I'll get like a 10-second one, but after 3 years, you'd think I could do it. It's okay. Goals, right? So it's fun that I do get frustrated, but it's fun to at least have something to keep working on here and trying to make progress. I can't really do them in here is another part of it. If I kick up in here, I'd land on my bike or on these rocks. And I've hurt myself a few times, so that's probably a big part of it. Also, the floor here is pretty angled up right there. So trying to do them on an angle against the windows and everything else. And yeah, it's not the best. But anyways, my goals coming up, I don't know. I'm going to sit down and write them down. But I'll tell you what, they're going to involve continuing to tailor my fitness and resistance workout routines to allow me to stay energized and motivated during the day. So I'm finding, as you guys know, that I have a propensity to overdo it. So I'm really trying to slow that down, but still make, you know, progress getting stronger. At least, you know, I really want to get that front lever. Handstand, I'm losing hope, but my front lever's close and it takes an enormous amount of strength. So I'm working towards that. It's hard to both gain strength and not overdo it. And yeah, I'm figuring out my path. So my goals are going to include that. And then my other goals for, you know, around here, geez, you guys, I'm really kind of getting settled into what's taken me 3 years to build here. And I'm super excited. So my goals are, I think, going to continue to revolve around seeking financial stability here at home. I'm going to definitely get to work on my website some more and my stove projects and those kinds of things. But we'll see. I'm going to sit down today and I'm going to do some resting and reflecting, and I'm going to come up with whatever I'm going to work on this round. So social stuff is definitely going to be a part of that. I'm definitely going to try and get myself out there some more. I've been doing good. I'm going to keep working on that. Yeah. So, anyways, you guys, probably enough about that. I'm just rambling about myself, as always. So, zero carb stuff, back to that real quick. You know, it's just been awesome to see your guys' updates and progress. I say you guys. I don't necessarily know if I'm meaning any of you specifically, but more than specific, you guys know there's lots of new folks coming in. We're getting a lot of publicity, and people are starting to become aware that this is an option. And so we're seeing lots of people starting to find their health through this. It makes me feel great. We keep getting a lot more affirmation that it's working for people. So I'm real excited about the dent we're making in the status quo here and getting the information out and letting people know what's possible. I'm definitely committed, you guys. I feel so good these days lately. I think there's probably a trial period for me coming, not a trial period, but you know, a day coming up when I'll eat some potatoes or some ice cream or something. Just to make myself feel terrible and regret it. not because I'm craving that stuff, just because I'm at the point now where I am curious, you know. It's been so long. I am curious how it makes me feel. So I don't think I will ever go back, even if it doesn't make me feel bad. I don't think I'll go back to eating anything on non-zero carb regularly. But as since we're humans, we just curiosity killed the us, I guess. So I just gotta keep trying stuff. Although I may not, who knows? That's just a little thought that popped into my brain. But at any rate, you guys, you know, I'm sort of wandering around now, wondering what to talk about. So I guess that's probably enough for now. So I'm gonna probably get started with my day here, get on to my goals and reflecting about what's next, and then we'll see. The rain may be starting to let up. We'll see if I get outside. I'm really looking forward to it. One of my goals is to surf a lot more this fall. So maybe I'll try and get out there and do some of that this afternoon if the storm blew some waves in. So anyways, that's probably enough, you guys. I hope that your Saturday is fantastic. I guess it's Sunday. I hope your Saturday was fantastic. I hope your Sunday is marvelous. And I really am hoping you guys have a great week. As always, you guys, I am so grateful and moved, as always, by your comments. Kind support. I really appreciate it, and I'm really, really stoked on what we've built here. So I'm gonna keep doing this, and I just can't tell you how much it means to me to have you guys along for the ride. So it's been a really, really, really profound journey for me, and I can't thank you enough. So thanks as always for listening and watching, and hope you guys have a wonderful week. Make a ton of progress. Stay positive. Stay right here in the moment. And I'll do the same. And I will see you guys next week. And we'll go over it again. Let me know what I can talk about, if there's anything I can help you with. And by all means, please, I'd love to hear from you. Just say hi. Okay, you guys, have a wonderful week. And I'll see you next week. Thanks a lot for listening and watching. See ya.